Welcome to another episode of the Ellie Foreign Sports Podcast. So, wait, I don't have to be booking here. Something short as hell. We got Harvey Pernier doing.
Always great to be here, Ellie.
We got Ellie Pernier. I'm doing amazing. So, hope you like that Anchor ad. Thank you, Anchor. We usually end off with Anchor, but today we're starting with Anchor. Thank you, Anchor. So, this is our post-draft episode. It took a long time. So, what do you think the biggest steal of the draft was?
Oh, biggest deal of the draft, you know, my understanding is that some people believe Malik Willis could be an elite quarterback with tremendous strength, also tremendous speed. So the fact that he went so late, I think that has to be potentially the number one steal.
I think the biggest steal was the Colts in the third round. Drafting Jelani Woods, that's a steal. I think he was second round. I thought he could have been the 33rd pick. I had him going 33rd pick to the Jaguars. But turns out my mock draft was a little wrong. It was actually really wrong. I actually got, in the first three rounds, I only got four picks right. It was kind of wrong, like only very wrong. How did your mock draft go?
I didn't do a mock draft. All I know is that I really couldn't get excited for the draft this year. Really didn't feel
it's
like
not.
There was a quarterback that was going to change, you know, franchise right away like there has been in previous years. Also, Buccaneers, you know, were at the end of the first round. You sort of knew they were not going to get a player who would be an immediate starter. So hard for me to get excited.
Yeah. I think Trayvon Walker was actually the right pick. I thought that was the right pick. I think Aiden Hutchinson was also the right pick for the Lions. I think it was actually Mike Tomlin, I think, will really be able to help Kenny Pickett staying in Pittsburgh. Usually pit players that go to Pittsburgh don't work out that good, but the last was James Conner. They usually don't work out in Pittsburgh, but they usually end up working out somewhere else. But he is working out in Arizona. The NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs are underway. Most of them, I think, are the NHL's in the first round. I think the NBA's in the second round. Ooh, the NHL playoffs. Oh my God. And in the NBA playoffs also, no Knicks. I feel bad for you Knicks fans. You guys can't get a team. I'm also a Knicks fan, but I still don't care about the Knicks. Harry, what do you have to say about NHL and NBA playoffs?
Well, you know, the only thing that I can say is that I, despite being a Tampa Bay sports fan, I really like when the sports world, if it doesn't revolve around New York, at least has to go through New York. And you're taking a look at the Islanders were on the playoffs. The Devils were on the playoffs. Unfortunately, the Rangers look like they're going to make a first-round exit. So that'll be all the New York teams out of the playoffs. Then you go over to the NBA, you take a look. Knicks did not make the playoffs. Knicks did not even come close to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you have the Nets getting beaten pretty badly. In the first round, I believe, swept. Ben Simmons didn't even dress for any of the games. Really a disastrous postseason. So, you know, I'm down. I like to see the New York teams competing.
Yeah. So, the MLB starting, we're heating up. Manuel Margot, how some people like to call him, Moscato. He won AL Player of the Month. Moscato, congratulations. Hope you draw some more walks. 500 average. It's crazy. Homered yesterday.
Homered, had a grand slam the day before. The guy just comes to the plate. And you know what? He reminds me a lot of how Randy Arozarena looks when Randy is hot.
So. Yeah.
Nice to see it. Nice to see one Ray player picking up for another. Now, I did mention that the New York teams, and the NBA and NHL were really down this year. But in MLB, I believe the two best records right now are all in the five boroughs. New York Yankees, New York Mets. So love to see the Yankees go on a losing streak. Don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. So I just want to thank about the fans. I want to thank Anchor. Howie, I want to thank you.
Means a lot. Thank you, Ellen.
Anchor, all rights reserved.